If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. People are leaving flowers and candles now near Pier 36 on the Lower East, where the crew of this ship had just wrapped up a ceremonial departure just before 8:30 when the vessel crashed into the bridge. You've probably seen the footage by now of all three of the ship's masts snapping off. It left some crew members dangling from harnesses and holding on to wires. They say it was a training vessel, and now they're wondering if a combination of wind, a missing guide, and perhaps inexperience played a part in that mishap. Newsman Mac Rosenberg, following the NTSB's investigation into it, leading our broadcast today.
There's an extensive safety protocol before a ship like this takes off. Maritime expert Roy Scott says here's what they look for.
You want to make sure all your at-sea details or your underway details are in place. Being ready to drop the anchors is one of them.
Perhaps the biggest question is, where was the tugboat that should have been standing by to push the sailboat out of harm's way?
Getting on the backside of it and stemming the flow and you know, maneuvering the boat back either to a dock somewhere or certainly not allowing it to go into the Brooklyn Bridge.
OEM says a tugboat was the Mexican Navy's responsibility. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The ship was headed to Iceland and had visited New York on a 15-nation global goodwill tour. Commercial water traffic remains suspended or limited in the area. We're expecting another NTSB update later today. Meantime, word of another close call at a major U.S. airport, and this time right here at LaGuardia. A plane had to abort takeoff. This was on Tuesday, May the 6th, and in turn avoided what officials say could have been a major, I mean major, disaster.
A LaGuardia air traffic controller gave an American Eagle flight operated by Republic Airways the go-ahead for takeoff and then abruptly telling them to cancel because a United plane was taxiing on that same runway.
736, stop.
The two planes coming shockingly close to each other. Before the Republic Airways flight reduced speed, the planes were just 0.27 miles away from each other, according to Flight Radar 24.
Somebody's got some explaining to do. And according to an ATC transcript, the guy comes back on and says, "Sorry about that. I thought United had cleared well before that." Apparently the United plane, they say, didn't exit the runway, had missed his exit and was headed up to another, and they didn't know it yet. Anyway, once again, there's a call for FAA reforms now and a critical upgrade to the air traffic control system in America. This is getting dangerously close, folks. Well, the railroad strike is over down at the NJT, but you'll still have to figure out a way to and from work today because the trains don't roll again until tomorrow. The train and the locomotive engineers reached a tentative deal yesterday to end their three-day-old strike. And when the trains roll again tomorrow and for the foreseeable future, the NJT made it clear riders should not expect a fare increase just because of this new 3% planned raise. That's not on you, they say. NJT President and CEO Chris Kaluri explaining what happened at the table yesterday to get us here.
Our goal always was to give them a fair wage. In return, I just wanted to make sure that it was fiscally responsible. The governor and I worked throughout the weekend just to make sure we meet both those principles. We could not have one without the other.
And let me repeat, they say that the fares should not increase as a result of this new 3% planned raise. And in case you're wondering, he says they didn't start the service back up today because it might have compromised rider safety, and says they'd rather wait and get things back on track safely, you know, than rush and get it wrong. In Suffolk, police looking for the person who killed a man during a big fight in East Patchogue early Sunday. Officers responded to a 911 call, two people duking it out in front of 517 Taylor Avenue about 3 in the morning. Got there and found about 44-year-old Carlos Bonaparte had been struck in the head with something hard. It was rushed. He was rushed to NYU Langone, where he was pronounced dead later. They don't know what sparked that fight nor who he was fighting with. An investigation is ongoing. From Long Island, out of the mouths and from the hands of babes, kids at an elementary school setting an example of how to show love to our first responders.
It's the first thing I do in the morning is just look over and thank God that he's still with us.
Grandmother of nine, Joan Kylie, says 20 first responders from the Greenlawn Fire Department rushed into their house and saved her husband Robert's life when his heart stopped.
I have a big family. It's nice that I'm here with them still.
Suffolk County Executive Ed Romaine is honoring all the first responders in the county.
This is a network based on volunteers that responds to emergencies of all types.
Yaphank Fire Chief Ed Kress held his two-year-old son, Maverick.
It's a very rewarding volunteer services.
He says he would love his son to be a volunteer firefighter in the future. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Fatal shooting right behind the police station in Harlem last night. Police say it happened in the back of 2271 Frederick Douglass, which is the 28th, close to midnight. The victim was found with a gunshot to his head. They took him right there to St. Luke's, but it was too late. He didn't make it. Police haven't arrested anybody yet. They're asking you to call Crime Stoppers if you know anything about it at 800-577-TIPS. What in the world? Right behind the police station.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.